Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in today. Long-term listeners, you know the routine. New listeners, this is how it works. We're going to have an expert guest today, and actually this is a continuation of our World Mental Health Day celebration. So we've brought in all these different topics to talk about ways in which that these topics support mental health. And this today is going to be no exception. So you're going to hear the show, and you're going to think, you know, somebody needs to hear this, you know, that my mom was sleep apnea, who's not using her machina or whatever, you know. And you're going to be able to go to the podcast at kxoradio.com, download the podcast, and send them the podcast, you know, drop it into their social media, text them the link, whatever you do. And that's how this show works. We bring you stuff that supports your mental health. From our community, from other types of guests and stuff, and you share it with the people in our community who need it, and that way our entire community benefits. So if you've got one of those people snoring, keeping you awake at night, copy the podcast, send it to them. Happy endings. We're joined today by Albert Romero. He's the technical director of the Imperial Valley Sleep Center. And I know you're going, wait a minute, sleep? What's that got to do with mental health? I think we're going to get there pretty quickly. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, can we start, you know, it's funny, but sleep is a thing. It's definable, and it consists of certain things. Can we start with, like, what is sleep?
Yeah, well, okay, so for a long time, people felt that sleep really was when your body and your brain just shut off and you wake up 8 hours later, 7 hours later, and you're ready to start.
It's like I parked my Tesla, and I'm just going to go get it in a while, and it's
right.
Everything's...
Well, yeah. Or that's what people believed for a really long time, up until even maybe just 100 years ago when we started understanding a little bit more about sleep and what goes on during sleep. And we found out that sleep is actually a pretty dynamic process. There's a lot going on. You're not just shutting your brain off. Your brain is actually working, especially during REM sleep. Your brain is working pretty actively, doing a lot of things.
Well, I mean, dreaming, right?
Well, that's part of it, yeah.
I mean, your brain is active because
yes.
You're dreaming. Sometimes you wake up and you remember about the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you wake up and you kind of sort of remember.
Sure.
But so the brain is actively working.
Very, very active. And more so, like I said, more so during REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
During other stages of sleep, it's more... the brain waves slow down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
During REM sleep, brain activity actually shoots up,
and
it's similar to wake.
And REM stands for?
A rapid eye movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a band from like the 80s.
REM.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
losing my religion.
So sleep, it turns out, is multifaceted. It's got phases. It's
yes.
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
That's right, yeah. There's actually four. There used to be five stages of sleep, but about 10 to 12 years ago.
Pluto's no longer a planet.
Yeah. Lots happened over the last 10 years. So there are actually now four clearly identifiable sleep stages. Like I said, before there were five, but they just essentially just combined two of those into one. So there's stage one, two, and three, and then there's REM sleep.
Do I ever think of like a quick little 15-minute cat nap? Do I ever think I'm sleeping and maybe I'm not asleep, or vice versa?
Yeah, that's actually pretty common, especially in a lot of people who come in complaining about insomnia. They come in, they say, I've only slept for 2 hours last night or something. But really, there's something called sleep-wake misperception, where it is when you're in that first stage of sleep. You're kind of in between sleep and wake. So it is easy for you to think that you weren't actually sleeping during that period of time, but your brain activity did slow down, your breathing slowed down, heart rate slowed down, your body temperature came down a little bit. So that really is part of stage one sleep, but it is kind of an intermediate stage in between wake and sleep.
A lot of health things, body health things are going on that are dependent upon sleep, right?
Yes.
So what kind of things is the body trying to accomplish by forcing us, basically, to go to sleep?
Sure. Now, Sleep still is very...
No, Netflix has lots of good stuff on. Don't laugh like that.
Yes,
I'm still watching. Click that.
Sorry. Engineer over here, yeah. Mario, laughing.
So sleep, there's still a lot we don't know. We've learned a lot over the last 100 years, but there's still so much we don't understand. So, you know, it is one of the most common questions, why do we sleep? We have some ideas. We know that there are certain things that are happening to our body, to our brain. So we are aware of those particular things. But still, to be able to answer that question, why do we sleep, I'm not sure that we necessarily have an answer
okay,
to that.
Okay, let me do it backwards. What happens if I don't sleep?
Okay.
Well, why is sleep important?
Well, there are going to be a lot of consequences. I mean, obviously, you're going to be sleepy during the daytime. You're going to be tired, fatigued. So your chance for having an accident, falling, having a car accident.
Not that bad.
Things like that are going to be significantly higher if you are sleepy or fatigued. But also, hormonally, your body is going to be completely different. There are certain hormones that, or at least most hormones, are produced more during sleep than they are when you are awake. So you are going to start having difficulty with your mood, irritability, depression. Even your eating habits are going to change. Your weight is going to change. There are a lot of processes going on during sleep that will affect you if you aren't getting it in a good amount each night.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.